Always know that you have, here and now, abundance. I wonder if you all appreciate the necessity of declaring the truth about yourself daily in regard to all matters. It is the constant dropping of the water that wears away the stone, and it is likewise the constant declaration of truth about yourself, even in the face of its material opposite, that eventually wins the crown of demonstration. Always declare that you are here and now the full and complete expression of God's abundance. Think, even materially, in large terms. A man certainly cannot demonstrate in terms of hundreds or thousands while thinking in terms of ones and twos. Think in terms of infinity. Hitch your wagon to a star. Let your human ambitions be fetterless and boundless. That is, let your thinking be in unlimited terms. A man in business could never demonstrate any farther than his thoughts would permit. If a man had a business and his ambition was to bring that business up to a certain limit of production, that limit would be about as far as he would be permitted to go. Even though he never gained the limit of his ambition, it is safe to say that he would not have done as well as he did if his limit had been a small and niggardly one. Think in terms of infinity. Know that God's abundance and supply know no bounds or limitation. Always declare in your daily work and thinking for abundance, even in the face of bitter lack. Lack is an argument of mortal mind. Abundance is a reality of God. Always think on the side of God. Discouragement is the clearest evidence of a limited thought. Discouragement is simply mortal mind's way of capitulating to the adversary. It is mortal mind's way of agreeing with lack and limitation. Never submit to it. It will flee from you if you meet it on its own ground and destroy it. It will stay with you and grow and become magnified if you harbor it in thought. You cannot declare for abundance if you admit discouragement into your consciousness. Discouragement, lack, etc., all come from the one and the same source, the carnal mind existing outside human consciousness. And you and I have the privilege of accepting or rejecting them just as we please. If we meet the argument of fear with the idea of courage, if we meet the argument of discouragement with the declaration of our independence as children of God, if we meet the arguments of lack with the constant declaration of abundance and infinite supply, sooner or later we will bring out in our daily experience exactly what we have been faithfully mentally declaring. I would love to see my students bring out a better sense of supply. I suppose it is quite natural that I should wish that, but I know positively that none of us is accomplishing along that line what he is capable of accomplishing. We have given in to the argument of limited supply, limited opportunities, etc., to a large extent, because of the stress of present times, because it is easier to agree with the argument than it is to fight it. But you and I have got to rise above this and know that we can carry more than our share of the burden which is going to be required of us, that God's abundance is unlimited, and that His hand is not withheld. We must watch, lest we let in the sense of discouragement, of resentment and disappointment, which the present condition of affairs would try to bring to us. With God, all things are possible. And certainly you and I are not going to be able to meet our share of the obligation. We are not going to be able to rise above the sense of discouragement and disappointment. We are not going to be able to enlarge our outlook to the extent of seeing above and beyond these material limitations, unless we, likewise, enlarge our concepts of God and man in God's image. We must put away all thought of self, all thought of discouragement, all thought of limitation, and know that God's child knows no limitations and no boundaries. Think in big terms. Be charitable. Be frugal. Be economical. And above all, know that it is your own constant declaration of abundance and infinite supply that is going to free you from all of the mundane and curtailing arguments of material existence.